Meet State Senator Jim Kastema, a member of the Roadkill Caucus, or perhaps we should call him Professor Kastema, as he fires up his iPad and walks me through a line graph of the Washington state budget.
It's fairly simple. You see on this side billions. Over here you see the fiscal years.
And what the line shows is something surprising. For all the budget cutting we've been hearing about, Washington is still projected over the next 5 years to spend more money than it takes in.
So we'll have a shortfall of $3.3 billion in 2017, and that's an annual deficit. This is monumental.
Kastema's rough numbers come from nonpartisan Senate Budget Committee staff. However, the governor's budget office is working on its own more detailed outlook and says Kastema's spending projections seem high. Nevertheless, here's Kastema's point. Even if lawmakers ask voters for a temporary halfpenny hike in the state sales tax, as Governor Chris Gregoire is urging, he argues it won't solve the state's long-term structural deficit, and he worries about squandering the goodwill of voters.
We're going to ask them to vote for more taxes, whether they be more sales tax or other taxes. We're going to have to tell them that we won't be back here next session asking for the same thing and threatening to cut those same programs again.
So Kastema has adopted a Republican mantra, reforms before revenues. That means he wants to resize and reshape Washington state government before he'll commit his vote to a tax package. Over in the House, Representative Deb Eddy echoes that. She's a former suburban mayor. She says her city based budgets on 6-year horizons, not 2 years like the legislature.
If we're going to have sustainability over what many of us see as maybe a 6 to 10 year rocky period, then we simply can't say, oh, okay, we just need to raise revenue and we're done.
Roadkill Democrats have a long list of ideas about how to do this. Repeal two popular but expensive voter initiatives to reduce class size and increase teacher pay. Require state employees to pay more for their health care. Suspend the 0.5% for arts program. Then there's the proposal to appoint an outside commission to recommend ways to shrink the footprint of state government. Senator Brian Hatfield, another Roadkill Caucus member, suggests putting that proposal on the ballot along with a tax hike.
A very public way of showing folks, here's what we're trying to do to reform and reduce the footprint of state government. But, you know, we still need the revenue to keep, you know, these vital services going.
When I asked Governor Gregoire about the Roadkill Caucus position that her sales tax proposal won't solve the long-term budget problem, she got defensive.
No one has come to me, Austin, with any big new ideas that will immediately solve a $2 billion fiscal crisis in this state.
And that's the first order of business, says Gregoire.
Now, do I believe in reforms? Been doing them.
Reform is also a priority of Senate Majority Leader Lisa Brown. She really is an economics professor, but doesn't buy into the long-term budgeting approach.
I wouldn't get too far ahead of ourselves in solving the problem 6 years from now. My profession of economics just doesn't do that good of a job of predicting in the long term where you're going to be.
Brown may disagree on how to size up the problem, but she can't ignore the members of the Roadkill Caucus. Her thin majority in the Senate depends on them. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.